From Romans chapter 12. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let love be genuine. Genuine, heartfelt, empathy, compassion. This is the way we picture love. That's why this passage is kind of surprising when we hear the phrase, let love be genuine, partnered with advice to bless those who curse you and do good things for people we don't like or get along with. It's a little confusing. How is that genuine love? Doesn't it sound kind of hypocritical? Years ago, I read a book called The Control Theory. And in the book, there was one section that really stayed with me. It began with, remember a time when you felt really, really sad, and someone told you, just feel happy. It didn't work, right? Remember a time when somebody said, please do not think about pink elephants. Everybody is now thinking about pink elephants. But then if you said, raise your hand, that we can do. We cannot always control what we feel and what we think, but we can control, at least to some extent, what we do. And in the doing, we might just be able to change some of the thinking and the feeling. So the way the Apostle Paul used love has a lot more to do with doing than feeling. Genuine love can come from how we act, no matter how we might think and feel. This is a really key passage for us right now because our societal climate is enemy-oriented. Our political views are filled with hatred for the other, no matter who that other is, no matter who we are or they are. There's anger. And the rhetoric we hear is filled with people saying things that sound like revenge, like vengeance. But Paul says, no, do not avenge yourself. Leave that up to God. Your work, our work, is not getting even. Our work is to feed the hungry, no matter who they are, and to give water to the thirsty. There was a march on Washington last week of clergy who were marching to stand against white supremacy. It was an interfaith event, and many of the participants were white. And I was particularly struck by this quote from Eugene Carson Blank, who's a Presbyterian pastor. He said, "We do not therefore come to this Lincoln Memorial today in any arrogant moral spirit or arrogant spiritual superiority to set this nation straight or to judge or denounce the American people in whole or in part. Rather, we come late. Late we come, in the reconciling and repentant spirit in which the humble Lincoln of Illinois once replied to a delegation of morally arrogant churchmen, 'Never say God is on our side. Rather pray that we may be on God's side.'" This is the wisdom we need to walk in the world today. We cannot let anything drag us down to the depths of who we are, and we cannot arrogantly believe that God is on our side of every issue. Instead, we choose to care for the hungry and thirsty, no matter who they are, and whether we agree with them on anything or not. And when we do this, and it says burning coals will be heaped on our enemy's head, well, that language was the language of purification. It was the language to say we can be free of our sins if we practice repentance. We don't leave vengeance up to God because we're hoping God brings down the other. We leave it up to God because we believe and hope that God can redeem the other and us from all that we do that separates us from God. What we saw happening in Houston with the hurricane, horrifying, devastating. We also saw people helping people. People trying to find a way to help each other, anybody, everybody. No worries about papers or politics. That's who we really are. We are more together than we will ever be apart. And we need to know that and to own that and to live into that truth. There's a young man that got into a subway car in Manhattan on a Saturday night and looked around to see that there was a swastika on every window and every advertisement. And the whole car was almost numb. No one knew how to react. And then somebody said, "Purell takes out Sharpie." And he got some out and started cleaning. And everyone in the train that had some started cleaning. And in 2 minutes, it was gone. That's who we are. That's who we really are. People who are willing and able to clean up hate and say no. Have you seen the videos of the Muslim men standing with a blindfold on and a sign that says "free hugs"? The sign says, "I'm a Muslim. I'm not a terrorist. Can you trust me? Can I trust you?" And when they first stand, people look and read and don't know what to do, but then someone comes forward and gives a hug, and then another, and another, and another. Both the love of the Muslim man and the love of the people that find it in themselves to choose to trust and to hug, that's who we really are. Listen to these words by Carrie Newsom. "Somewhere, someone needs help. If you can't get there yourself, take a deep breath, breathe in, hold that someone in your heart, lighten the weight of their troubles, breathe out, open your heart, release what you cannot change, Send calm and courage and human connection. For the nights can be filled with shadows, and sometimes the waters rise. Someone somewhere needs help. Send love. It matters. In Jesus' name, amen.